What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Roberta here. And if you want to get more leads with your book, our special guest will help you discover how you can grow your business through lead gen books. She is the founder of LibraryBub, which connects independent authors with over 10,000 librarians. So if you've ever dreamed of having your own book in a library, she's the person you go to. She's also a sought-after lecturer who's been voted as a top five speaker and named the most creative book marketer at the Bestseller Summit online. She's been featured on places like ABC, NBC, CBS, and many more. So our guest for this episode, this interview, is none other than Alinka Rutkowska. Alinka, welcome to the show.
Mark, thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Alinka, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I think having a book that's generating leads is such a valuable part of your business. Now, before we continue, if you're someone who's thinking like, I don't want to write a book, or writing books is going to take forever, Alinka actually has a service that helps people with that. So if you want to outsource the creation of your book from start to finish, go to leaderspress.com. And Alinka and her team will be there. So that's how they should think of now. If you listen to this interview, really enjoy it, think Alinka should just like steer the ship for your whole book. That's also something that she could explore with you over there.
That's it. Yes, exactly. That's what we do. We help entrepreneurs share their wisdom with the world by turning their book ideas into best-selling books. I know, from experience, by talking with entrepreneurs, they tell me that, you know, it took them a year and a half or 2 years to write this book. It's a never-ending story. They have a business to run. So it turns out to be a very painful process for them. So when I tell them that, you know, we can actually do it for you through interviews, you know, just interview you 12 to 15 times and then ghostwrite that book, people's reaction is, well, I had no idea it could be so easy. And the authors that we did work with said, this was so easy. So it's just so contrasting, you know. Entrepreneurs are busy people. They have to run their own business, and they don't necessarily have the skills or the time to write a book. Even if they have the skills, maybe their time is better spent running their business, strategizing about their business and growing it than spending it, you know, actually doing the writing. It can be done much faster by just speaking to an experienced interviewer who will then get that transcribed and it will be ghostwritten. So it's pretty easy if you want it to be easy.
And it's really great you mentioned that, because you don't just have to type a book. You could also speak a book, you could do interviews, you could use sites like Leaders Press, which is a service Alinka is offering for us. But I feel like with business, there's just so many different things we can be doing. So why do you think books are so important for a business growth, credibility, and all of that?
Well, there are two reasons why people want to do books. Usually the first one is lead generation, and that's the business part. The second one is to leave a legacy. So that's a different motivation. For the business, a book is a phenomenal lead generation tool, because, you know, in order to generate leads, you need to invite somebody to a landing page, and you can't tell them, sign up to my list to get the newest updates. You know, it's not the 90s anymore where people would sign up to get your updates in their email, because now it's almost regarded as spam. You really need to give them something. And you can, for example, invite them to a webinar or to an event, but a book is instant gratification. They sign up and then they get that book right now when they are most interested, right? That's the time that they're signing up. They're giving you your attention. So you want to give them that book right away. They can consume it immediately at their own pace. So I haven't tested it myself, but from other friends in the marketing space, I know that the book is what converts best, better than any webinar or any other lead generation tool you can offer. So that's phenomenal. Another thing is what it can do on Amazon. If you're able to position the book well and launch it to bestseller, or if you work with somebody who can, then that book will attract people you might have not attracted in any other way. For example, the book that we did for our business is called Outsource Your Book. It's on Amazon, launched well. All our books are launched well because, you know, that's our core business. That's what we do. And one of the people that found our book on Amazon is the co-founder of DHL International. And right now we're doing a book for him, Mr. Po Chang, to celebrate DHL's 50th anniversary. And he found us because the book was on Amazon. And he has written books in the past. But when he saw what we can do, he said, well, this is just so much easier than everything, you know, anything I've done before. And now we're working together. We're launching his book in September. So this is very exciting. And, you know, just to tell you the profile of people that are able to find your book on Amazon. Amazon is one of the greatest search engines because people who are searching on Amazon are usually ready to buy. They're searching with their credit card attached to their account. So they can buy any book. They're ready to buy. That's why they're searching. But they're also ready to learn and consume. So they're getting that book. You're getting your royalty, which is not the main thing here. The main thing is that you're actually finding a potential client. This potential client gets to read your book. So now that you've generated that lead, you are converting this person, showing them how knowledgeable you are. And I wouldn't hold anything back. Share your whole system and outsource your book. I say exactly what we do and how we do it. And somebody can take it and run with it and you know, follow the system and launch their book. And I'm happy with it. I'm happy that I provided value and that somebody was able to do it. But most people will say, especially entrepreneurs, they will say, well, this is great, but I'm not going to be the project manager of my book creation here. You know, I want to hire this out. So this is where I come here. This is why the book is out. And they can say, well, you know, Alinka obviously knows what she's talking about. I'll have her team do it. So this is perfect for any business. Whatever your business is, write a book about how you solve your clients' problems and get that launched. Get that launched to bestseller, and you'll see how that's going to explode your business.
And we'll definitely talk about marketing. I know we've talked about that before, and whether it's a Wealthy Author Summit interview that you've been on with me or just like all the different interviews we've done. I know we've talked about marketing books. We'll talk a little bit about that again, but I feel like there's a really important concept Alinka just said. Like she said that she has her book about outsourcing your book. Someone read it, someone reached out to her and became a client. So I'm wondering like how that happens. Like I know you mentioned that you share your whole process in the book, but is there anything you do in the book to entice people to reach out to you or to make that relationship happen?
Yes. Yes. It's all orchestrated. Okay. So something that we do right at the beginning, we have an introduction. We say why you need this book and give people all the reasons that why they need the book, such as authority, visibility, credibility, financial reasons like the royalties, getting speaking gigs, you become more popular, can become a consultant, you leave a legacy, and it's easy to do it. And I say in the introduction that we're going to walk you through every step. I identified 17 steps that will take you to a bestseller. And I say, we're going to go through them in detail, but if you want us to take over and do everything for you, go to outsourcemybook.com. And when you go to outsourcemybook.com, there's a quiz that basically qualifies the prospect. So we ask questions such as, you know, have you ever been asked to write a book? Where are you on the career ladder? We also ask what your budget is for, what your marketing budget is for the year. And depending on the answers so these are some of the questions. The reader is either sent to a calendar, to my calendar, my team's calendar, and they get on a call with myself or one of my colleagues. Or if it seems like it's not a good fit, then they are sent to a webinar, which gives them a lot of value. And at the end of the webinar, we offer them to join my mastermind, which is a different price point. So that's how it works, you know, because I can't offer my calendar to just everybody and, you know, have my team utilize their resources to speak to people who are not potentially a good fit anyway. So in this case, we have these two paths And it works really well. It works really well like this. So I highly recommend it. It's not difficult to implement. So you can do exactly that in your book too.
Wow. I mean, it's really great to mention something like that at the front. Like for me personally, like I go through my past content to see what works. Like usually when I mention that I'm a podcast coach earlier in episodes and about free strategy calls, whether it's here or in a book or anywhere else, like it tends to convert higher than if you leave that for the very end, which is definitely what a lot of authors do. I mean, you're saying like, you know, we'll be going over all these different things, but if you want us to do it for you, I mean, it's kind of like what we did at the beginning of the episode. Like we essentially said, you know, like we're not hiding anything, but if you hit it, you're like, this is so much work, Mark, how am I going to do this? So that's what Alinka does. And that's what she helps people with. So I definitely love that idea. Can you talk, I mean, book marketing is just such a deep topic. So, I mean, maybe you could just share a few of your best working strategies instead of like going deep into it, because I know that could be like 10 whole episodes.
Yes. So helicopter view, there are three things. I have a webinar, actually, that webinar that sends people, that I send people to who seem not to be a good fit. In that webinar, I explain this, this helicopter view strategy that I'm going to tell you, share with you now. So three secrets. The first one is that you need to position your book so that it sells. So in other words, it has to fit in. It has to fit into a category that's already in demand. So for example, let's use this book that you're already familiar with. For outsource your book, that will be authorship, right? So there's the authorship category. We know it's popular. We did a book together with other authors called Writing Grow Rich. Mark. So that book became a USA Today Wall Street Journal bestseller. So there are other books in the authorship category. This is, you know, one of them is our book. So, okay, you need to know that there is demand, but you also need a unique selling proposition, right? So I'm not going to do another Write and Grow Rich. I need to do something completely different. So outsource your book. Nobody has ever done a book in the authorship category on how you can get every step outsourced. So this is its unique selling proposition, and every book needs that. It needs to be part of a genre that's already in demand, that's already popular, and it also needs to have its unique selling proposition. Why should somebody take a look at your book rather than the book that's right next to yours on the digital bookshelf or on the physical bookshelf? So that's important. That's secret number one. And I think some people might be thinking, well, you know, but my book is so unique. I invented this niche. Well, okay, you might be ahead of your times and, you know, post-mortem, maybe people will appreciate it, like it sometimes happens. But Amazon will not help you with the book sales because there's no demand for it. So it's going to be much, much more difficult to get any sale at all of a book that's positioned this way. So really, it has to fit in, category that sells, and stand out, unique selling proposition. Any entrepreneur knows what a unique selling proposition is. Do you have to do that for your book too? So that's number one. That's the foundation. Then number two is orchestrating a launch. You need to orchestrate a structured launch. The launch is the most important part of your book's life. So if you don't orchestrate the launch, you just hit publish, the book is dead on arrival. Because how does the Amazon algorithm work? Basically, it picks up whether people are buying the book. So as soon as the book is out, you need to send traffic to it. If you have a list, you need to segment that list and send traffic to the book a little bit every day. And a little bit more every day. So let's say you have a list of 20,000 people, okay? And if you don't have 20,000 people, you just make the proportion. So let's say on day one, you send the book to 5,000 people. You say the book is out. And that has to be immediately after you see that your book is available on Amazon. You send them there. Day two, you send to another segment of 5,000. Day three, 5,000. Day four, 5,000. Day five, six, seven. You work with promotional sites. So on day one, when you got that link out, you have to get your book into promotional sites. If you Google, you know, promotional sites for books or something, it's going to come up. And you want to make sure that they promote the book too. So that you have now 7 days worth of promotion. And then day eight, which is you know, a week has passed, you can mail to your list again. So that you can have easily, you know, 10 days of promotion. On day one, you also get started with Amazon ads so that they, you know, they start testing them for you, or you can hire that out, or you can do it yourself. And then you have this powerful launch, and the ads later will carry this book on. So what I found is that a book finds its place in the rank. And every book we launch at Leaders Press becomes a bestseller, and it tends to stay for a long time. And that's because for every book we do this launch that looks like this, we cap our launches at about 3 a month so that we can give every author these 10 days of, you know, hammering our audiences about the book. We also incentivize book styles. So we can do something, say, like, buy this book now, and then you can come on, join a mastermind with myself and the author. As a reward. So you can incentivize book sales. And we do that. So after that, the book tends to find a place in the ranks where it stays. And it all happens because of the launch. So the worst thing you could do is just hit publish and hope something's going to happen. Like some authors tell me, like I ask them, okay, so how have you been marketing so far? And the author tells me, well, I put it on Amazon. They should do the marketing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. Right, it doesn't work that way, but some people think that. It's just they don't do anything. You have to do it. They just make your book available, but they will not send traffic unless you send traffic. When you send traffic, they will say, okay, well, this author is a bestseller in this niche. They are making me money, right? Amazon says this author is making me money, so I'm going to give them more visibility and more love so that they can make me more money, right? Think. Put yourself in Amazon's shoes. That's how their algorithms have to work. If you were the owner, I mean, if you were Jeff Bezos, how would you structure it? You would want to make your own company the most profitable. So you would reward the entrepreneurs who are making your business profitable. So that's it. You have to structure this launch. And I know it seems really easy when I talk about it like that. Right. But I've seen so many authors struggle with it. So many. But we just do it like that. We have it all nailed. Dialed in, and now our books stay on top of the charts. So it's not black magic, but it seems that people struggle with this. And then the third part is you want to keep in touch with those subscribers, you know, with your readers. Invite them into your world. You don't want to just have them read your book and forget it. You don't want that to be the end of their relationship with you. You want it to be the beginning of your relationship with you. So for example, for Outsource Your Book, we discussed the link inside. People join, go through the quiz. Now they're part of my mailing list, and I send them emails that are valuable to them. Every now and then I ask them if maybe they, you know, they want to get a book done. So you continue the conversation by bringing people value. That's the third part. You want the book to be just the beginning. And when you structure things like that, they work.
And it is, I mean, it's important there's a structure that's always in place. Like, it's not like a link that just like writes a new book and then tries to like figure it out over and over again. It's like she's doing something that works based on the data from her book sales, based on the results of her clients. So, I mean, one of the big reasons a lot of authors fail is they don't have that formula right in front of them. And a book like Elenco's will give you that kind of a formula. But again, if you want to hand off the work to someone else, that's also what I do as a podcast coach. But really handing off the work to someone else or having that level of mentorship allows you to hit your big goals faster.
Yep.
So with that in mind, Elenco, I'm wondering if you could share with us, I mean, I know that you have the formula down, and I feel like it is a great habit to like systematize things like that. So I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the other habits that you would say are essential for your success.
Habits in terms of my personal habits?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm big on habits. We actually did a book called Supreme Leadership Habits, where we interviewed more than 70 CEOs and founders who've been running their businesses for 25 years. So I'm pretty familiar with habits that work. and I have a morning routine. Big surprise. I feel like a lot of the successful people that I talk to have a morning routine. I think you do too, Mark. I think I saw it somewhere. So my morning routine is that when I wake up, before I even get out of bed, I listen to this 5-minute meditation. And one of the books that we're working on is called Injury Free. It's actually for athletes, but you don't have to be an athlete because there's an app called Quality Mind app. And every hour it asks you how you're feeling and why. And there's also a bunch of meditations. And when you listen to the meditations and when you tell the app how you're feeling and when you do exercise, it gives you points and there's a leaderboard. So I'm a winner, right? So I want to be on top of the leaderboard. So the first thing I do is I wake up and for 5 minutes, I listen to this meditation that's like bringing happiness or bringing focus meditation. And then I write down how I feel, and I feel really good after that meditation. And then, you know, I'm a mom, I have 2 little kids. So sort of depending on when they wake up, I used to do meditation. I used to meditate in the morning, either before they left, or before they woke up, or after they left. But now I went to this event for entrepreneurs, and I discovered Qigong, which is like this you could call it meditation, but a movement. And it's what it does is sort of balances your qi, which is your energy, so that you know you shouldn't get sick. You should be always perky and positive. So I do this for 7 minutes. I learned this from this Qigong master, Lee Holden. I have his challenge, 30-day challenge. And so I do the 7 minutes and I feel really great. And I get points also on my app for the, first of all, for working out and then for feeling great. So I'm really focused on how I feel. And I also know that it's nobody else's responsibility. The way I feel is nobody else's responsibility. So let's say, I don't know, if I trip and something happens to me, or maybe a car passes and splashes me, I feel bad, or I'm become upset. I know it's not their fault. It's my fault, because I could also not care at all. So I really take everybody else off the hook. So I know it's really my responsibility of how I feel. It's my responsibility. And I believe that the better you feel, the better things come to you. So why are successful people happy? Are they? Well, maybe this is a generalization, but why are successful people happy? Are they happy because they're successful, or are they successful because they're positive and these successful things come to them? So the chicken or egg situation, I think it's the mindset comes first. And I know you know that too. We talked about that before. So the mindset first, and the millionaire mind, right? When you're, let's say you're a millionaire and then you lose it all, but who cares? Because you have the millionaire mind and you can build it up again. It's not like you won it at the lottery and you didn't build it. You don't have the millionaire mind. So lottery winners usually just lose it all and struggle. Right. But if you have the millionaire mind and you're able to build it up, then, you know, it just comes to you because you attract it. So we went into belief systems a little bit. And if you read Think and Grow Rich, you'll find a lot of that there. That's actually the title that we based our book on. We said Write and Grow Rich is a tribute to Think and Grow Rich. So yeah, morning routine, making sure that I'm aware of how I feel and why I feel like that. And, you know, I have this app that reminds me that I should really be in control of my feelings and why I feel that way. So that would be it.
Oh, like a really awesome habits. I like that focus on treating your body right and making sure you're happy, because I feel like too many people, they put happiness on the other side of like a big goal that they're after. Then treating your body right, I mean, it's something people could think that they have to sacrifice to achieve success in business, but like exercise and just treating your body right in different ways allows you to be more energized and productive when you are working. So definitely really great insights there. For people who want to learn more about you, we've mentioned a few different things already. We've come across some of your books. We've mentioned Leaders Press for people who want to just have the whole process done for them. But where are some of the other places we can go?
Leaderspress.com is the best place to check out Leaders Press, how we work. We have leaderspressbook.com where you can go and get a free copy of the book and audiobook as a surprise. I'll tell you, the surprise is that you also get a free copy of the audiobook at leaderspressbook.com. And that's it. I don't like to overwhelm people with links because when somebody signs up to the email list, I can email them with all the links in the world. But first, I can't distract people and give them 100 places. So leaderspressbook.com or leaderspress.com. Those are the two that I want to mention.
That is a really great idea not to overwhelm people. So, I mean, thank you for sharing all the great resources, all the great insights, giving us only a few different things so we could take action on. And if you guys want to schedule a free strategy call with me, that's markroberta.com/strategy. If you are interested, all the links will be in the show notes as well. But once again, Alinka, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure to have you on.
Such a pleasure to speak with you, Mark, as always. You're awesome.